Welcome to Design to Inspire with your host, Charlene Clark Hero, and thank you for joining me today on the program. I want to talk about, I will be, not want to, but will be talking about depression. A lot of us are suffering from depression and we really don't know it. Sometimes we pass it off as being stressed. Yes, depression starts from being stressed. Sometimes we pass it off as being not in a good mood, not feeling a particular way. But depression is serious. And if we do not know that we are depressed, suffering from depression, then we will not be able to find a solution. We'll not be able to lead a healthy life. How do you identify that you are depressed? What is depression? How can you treat depression? Or is it even treatable? Today, I'll be talking with Norshan Williams. She's going to be sharing her story with us here on Designed to Inspire. Norshan Williams, who will be sharing her story with us today in an effort to inspire, engage, and motivate you, because of course we need this in order to be healthy and awesome. And sometimes it is good for us to understand that other persons might be facing the same challenges that we are in order to allow us to understand that what we're going through is not unique. Norshan, welcome to Design to Inspire. And thank you for choosing this platform to share your story.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, Norshan. I start my program all the time at the beginning, not the middle nor the end, because it wouldn't make sense. And so I'm going to start with you at the beginning, and I would like for you to just share with our viewers the Norshan growing up. Share a little bit about you, how you grew up, and, you know, things you like, things you dislike. You know, share Norshan Williams, the younger version of Norshan Williams.
Well, for me, I was born in the small community in St. Catherine by the name of Chota. I was there up until about age 7, thereabouts, and before I would leave from there, my mom passed away at the age of about 7, when I just graduated from basic school, right? Went to children's homes, and then in St. Catherine, grew up in children's homes, well, majority of my childhood, I would say. Before she died, she was a fun, loving person. We never short of anything, although we never have everything, mm-hmm. but she was the backbone for our family. Mm-hmm. Although my father was there, but she is the person that I would say is the backbone for our family. It was 4 girls, mm-hmm. 1 boy, but the boy wasn't living with us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she died about when I was age 7, as I mentioned before. Then things go on and we end up in children's home. Same place in St. Catherine. Then I moved to St. Mary. Mm-hmm. So bring the homes for girls. That's where my school journey continues after I leave the children home in St. Catherine.
Mm-hmm. So you go ahead.
Here I encountered a lot of challenges.
At the children's home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It was a rocky road being there because, you know, your mom passed, right? And I never get any counseling. I was the only one there with alone without my siblings. So it was a bit hard, and I feel like I was lonely all alone. But that is where I think my depression starts. Because my mom passed, never get any counseling, been through bullying. So that's where I think it all started.
Okay. All right. Let me just rewind a little bit, if you permit me, because I need to understand some things that are fundamental before we talk about the depressive mood that you went into. All right. So your mom passed at age 7. So you have fond memories of your mom from birth to age 7. And she passed. And at what age did you move to the children's home? I'm not talking Pringles though, when you moved to the children's home. How long after her passing did you move to the children's home?
I think I'm not sure because I never understood the hair and so on.
Right. You're still but a baby, so to speak. At 7, you're not understanding what is happening.
Yeah, right. Because there, after I leave my birthplace, so the children homes in same place in St. Catherine around GC Foster, around there. I can remember they celebrated my birthday around. So there I would be turn about 8, 9. And I can remember I went court and I saw my father once after that.
Okay.
Right. But I don't quite remember at what age because I don't understand the hair and so, but I can remember why they have a birthday party for me, right? A group came there and asked if anybody was celebrating birthday, and
you remember you celebrated your 8th birthday there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you said that shortly after you moved from that children's home to another in St. Mary, but this time it was you alone who moved and your siblings remained at the previous children's home?
No. My little sister, me and my little sister was at the same children home. She got adopted. And my two bigger sister was at Glen Oak. So okay. I think they got adopted to leave me in the Oak.
Okay. So you were the only one who did not get adopted?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were left at this children's home without your siblings?
Yeah, I leave that children's home around about 2001, I think. I don't remember quite, but it was like a lonely road for me.
Right, because your siblings were not with you. And how did you feel, Narshan? What was the feeling like for you? When you recognize that your siblings were adopted, you were not, you know, were at this children's home alone without your siblings. How, if you can remember, how did that feel?
Well, it's kind of sad, kind of lonely. I just feel all alone. Describe it like that. Feel all alone. It's like no one cares about me because seeing them get adopted is like I was type of person where nobody wants. It seems that way.
That's how you feel.
Yeah. So I struggle with that emotion for some time. But I think it's happened for a reason. But I think it's happened for a reason because although we are not close up till today, but
you and your siblings aren't close?
No, none of us are close.
Okay, because of that separation.
Yeah, I think because of that.
Okay. Do you try to reach out to them though?
Yeah, we reach out. I reach out to them about 2017 thereabout, 2016 thereabout, and we link up. But I will call them now and then, but it's not like that bond that you know a family should have. One is there, one is over there, and one. So it's like a disconnect.
It's a disconnect, yeah. No, while you were going through this loneliness, was there anyone, any person who, you know, even while you were at the homes, who made you felt that you really belong? Because I remember you said that you felt that, you know, no one wanted you because your siblings were adopted. You were the only one who did not, who was not adopted. And so you felt like no one wanted you. Was there anyone who you could call upon, who would make you feel special, who you could lean on, you know, who you could say, well, then listen, I can talk to this person and I feel somewhat important too, you know? Was there any person who motivated you throughout this journey?
For me, it's the person that was there. I don't normally discuss my emotions. I always build it up inside of me. But there were this guidance counselor. Her name was Miss Rosemary Thompson. I see her as a mother. Right, anybody that I come in contact with, I see where I can lean on them for any emotion support. I always see them as a person that I can maybe talk to. But there at home, I always stick to that host mother, right? Why, but it's like I was searching for a motherly love.
Right.
Then when I started, I'm gonna jump a little bit. When I started high school, I met you and Miss Richards, and yeah. So I think you and Miss Richards and Miss Thompson was the person that I can say.
I have chills because and let me just put this out there, viewers, and especially to persons who have taken the responsibility to teach. You know, you need to understand that teaching is not all you do as a teacher, because yes, I knew Narshan for 5 years. Did I leave the school before you graduated? I think I resigned before you graduated. Was it that, or you left before I?
I think you resigned.
I resigned before you graduated. So I did not get to see you graduate, because I would have remembered that. But what I...
you came to the graduation, and when you leave, because you informed the class, you were the form teacher.
Yes,
for
I
the
remember.
Grade 9, right? And I can remember when you informed the class that you wasn't going to be there. To tell you the honest truth, I break down in tears. Even on the graduation day, when I realized that I'm moving past another level, I also break down in tears before graduation and everything, because I was saying to myself, where am I going to be after this chapter of my life? Where am I going to get this type of emotional support? After I leave, I and right. continue after there.
And so, viewers, I must say this. I did not know, because Nausha did not share what she's sharing with me now. I did not know that yes, I knew she was at a children's home, but I did not know her story. Yes, I knew her mother passed, but I did not know her true emotions, because that was not shared. All I knew was this little girl who every moment she get to come to the staff room to see me, to talk to me, she was there. And it is important that we treat the children with love and care, because we really don't know what they're going through. I never got upset. I never got annoyed. As a matter of fact, if a day would pass and she did not come to the staff room, I would begin to wonder, where is Nausha? Sometimes I would have been hard on her, because you know, when you get close to a child, they want the best for them. So if she do an exam or a test and she didn't do well, yes, I'm going to, because you are in my company, I'm going to be hard on her. But apart from that, love was what was shown. I remember her and another little girl that she sometimes used to walk with. I loved these little girls with all the care I had, and I saw them, but I did not know her story. And it was only recently, very recent, she told me that, you know, I was her mentor, unbeknownst to me. So if you're listening and you are a teacher, caregiver, you know, try to ensure that you give love, because you never know what an individual is going through, and you can make them or break them. So I just wanted to put that out there. I did not know, you know, I'm just knowing this that she's sharing with me now. I'm knowing like you for the first time. But when I was given the responsibility as a teacher, I showed her love. And of course, I was hard on her, because I wanted the best. If anyone came and complained about her behavior, I was going to get to her, right? Because I wanted the best for her. I hope I did good by you. And if I didn't, you let me know, right? But I hope I did good by you. And I would have given you the reason to let you understand that your situation is not you. Right, your situation is the situation you're in for the moment. However, you can climb out of that. It does not, you do not have to make it your reality. All right, I just wanted to put that out there. All right, so you know, go ahead.
And I think because of all the emotions and everything that I was going through, I knew I could do better in school, but because of my mindset wasn't at ease. So I think that is where grades and everything came crashing, because if a person's mind is not well, then the person not going to excel, right? So I think that is where, because I see myself where I could do better, because even years after leave high school, I was looking through my test papers and I see where I could do better. But because of the
state of mind you were in, your emotions,
I wasn't able to do my best that at one point you said you was going to take me, but it never happened. So I don't know why, but
because you didn't share that with me. I know that it must have been a reason, but I knew your mom passing, but all that emotions and, you know, the things you didn't share, you didn't really get deep into that with me. It's because of your mom's passing, and I know about that, probably why I offered, and I don't know what happened, what transpired after that. But you grew into being a lovely young lady nonetheless, you know, nonetheless. All right, let's not too dwell on that, because, you know, I might get emotional, and I don't need to get emotional on the show, right? All right, so you found two teachers, myself and another teacher, Miss Richards, who you sort of found solace in while you were at school, but then you still had challenges while you were at high school. You know, you still had challenges. You want to share some of those that you, I mean, amongst the things you were going through. Here, there were persons who didn't understand Norsha.
Yeah, because I also did have suicidal thoughts. And if you could remember, I used to break down a lot. And I can remember one day at school, I don't know how the guidance teacher find out, and she called me to the guidance room, right? While I was there, she asked me to write letter and everything. And it was a misunderstanding. The principal came there, and the wind closed the door and slammed the door, and she thought it was me.
Right.
And she hit me in my back, like, I don't know why, but yeah, that was a nice thing. And then I used to get some bullies at school also from my same classmates.
How did you, why do you believe you were bullied though?
I'm not sure, and I can remember they used to call me Shrek. I don't know why. Yeah, so I don't know why, but I used to get it a lot. And I can remember one of the time I was coming from school, and the same kids at the home that was coming from the school and the primary kids also, they meet up and they will let me go ahead of them. When I go ahead of them, they started to stone me.
Wow.
I don't know why, I don't know the reason, but I can remember I just started crying. Give me a minute, please. Yeah, I don't know the reason why, but I can remember the time that happened. I just showed on myself in the road and said, why me? Why everybody's trying to treat me like this? And I go home and I tell the house mothers, and it's coming like nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I also go through bullying there, and it wasn't a pretty road, because I was wondering to myself why nobody cares, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I was showing signs where I need the help, right? And I think I never get the help that I wanted. I've been to two guy counseling sessions, one at Natabe and one at St. Anne's Day. But I think nobody understand me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody understand what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to write letters to my mom every new
even though she died.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every new I got to go to school,
mm-hmm.
I always write a letter around the back
mm-hmm.
To her. And yeah, I think nobody understand my emotion.
So after school, you said that you were somewhat concerned, scared, you know, in a pensive mode, you know, in a futuristic mode as well, wondering what is going to happen, where you're going to go, because at the children's home, you would have to leave when you turn the age of 18, right?
Right.
Right. I think so, right? Right.
Yeah.
So what transpired after high school?
Well, I started part right after high school. I started in September, right after I graduated. I obtained a level one certificate in housekeeping from art. And while I was going to art school, there is another obstacles in Sydney, and I couldn't understand why, but there I got good grades, good score, but there comes another challenging situation where was going home one day and I board a taxi and the unexpected happened, right? And that was another default for me. I started to get in low grades after that. And I even failed one of the exam, but thank be to God, so that invigilator, give thanks to that one invigilator, he gave me another chance, right? And he let me do over back.
Did he know what happened to you on the taxi, why he gave you another chance, or he was just being, you know, nice to you?
No, I don't think he knew,
mm-hmm.
but it's more than one of us.
Okay.
I think about five of us.
Okay.
Feel that
okay.
Thing.
Okay.
And us another chance, right? And that chance helped me to get that certificate.
Okay.
Right.
And brilliant. What certificate was it?
Level one in housekeeping.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So after that, life just turned another rocky road for me.
Mm. Listening to you, it would seem as though your life was filled with trials after trials, like you never got a break. How did you cope? How did you cope, and how did this affect you into adulthood now? Because we've passed the child stage. Now you're moving into adulthood. How did this affect you? At what point and how? At what stage in your life you found out that you had depression, and how did you find out?
Well, for me, it was still challenging. After leaving the children's homes, I got pregnant with my first son. And mm-hmm. then after having my first son, there comes another challenging situation where things happen where I have to move from where I was staying and to go back in my community where I kind of grew up little, and leaving my son behind. So there, I never like have anywhere to stay. So after leaving my baby father house, I moved back to St. Catherine, and it was another challenging where I never have anywhere to stay or live. So I had to move from one place to another. Then I meet this girl where she told me about this gentleman did have want somebody to work for him, and she took care, and I was there working, and then he said that I was going to get my pay on the weekend, and weekend come, never get any funds. Him send fee. Next week comes, I don't get any funds. So I keep on asking when I'm going to get my pay, because I was doing a living job at the time. And on the third week, I realized I wasn't going to get any pay. What? So I pack and I leave early in the morning, and without bus fare, without just my clothes, and I went back to my baby father's house. This lady told me that she was going to give me a cash back work. Right. So I was there learning to work to use the cash back machine. Right. Upon the time coming to our end, she said to me, "You think you can manage to operate the machine?" I said to her, "What do you think? You are the person that I think should say if I could operate, yes or no." Well, it happened where I never get it. And she said to me, the night before, she said to me that some money missing. And I said, "I don't know anything about it, so go and check back your stock to see if it's there."
Right.
And she did it. And when she come back, she said everything was there and funny story. So I leave from there, not working, and I start doing a little day's work. And doing the day's work, and it reached to a point where I never want to do that anymore. Because I realized that people never want to pay for the work that I have done. So I stopped that, because sometimes I will do this work and I will only get $1,000. Right? Then I got pregnant again with my daughter. And I think that was a test for me to see if I could pull through, because after I got pregnant with my daughter, my baby father kicked me out again.
Okay.
So I was there summertime, nothing to eat. It was just a lot. We are never having anything to eat, sometimes not even a soap to shower. Right. Then I got in contact with another lady that I knew from Pringles. where she assists me and she asked me to come and stay with her. Right. I stay with her until I have my baby. After having my baby 3 months after, she said she couldn't cope with it anymore because dealing with me and my newborn, it was kind of a little bit hard for her because she did have her son to look about. Mm-hmm. Right. Then I moved back to St. Catherine, and that's where it gets real, 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 real hard for me. Where at one point I never want to come out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Never want to come out of the house. Never want to shower. Never just I just want to stay in bed every minute of the day. It's like I was there and there was no hope. Here I never have anybody to talk to or anything like that, because and then it reached to a point where I have to find means and ways to get by. Then I started burning coal, charcoal, and it reached to a point where I got really, really, really sick. Then I get a chance to go to the hospital, and they send me over to the mental health at St. Diego. There I was diagnosed with severe depression.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I diagnosed with severe depression, been on many type of medication. So that's where it kind of seemed a little bit better for me.
Right, when you started taking the medication.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But before this, you didn't know that you were depressed. You thought that you were just going through the motions of the things, the negative things that keep on happening to you. But you got to the point you didn't want to bathe, you didn't want to be seen, you didn't want to do anything. You know, you felt low. But after you were diagnosed and provided the medication, you started feeling better.
Yeah, that's where life started to look up for me. And as I meet this gentleman, where from that time up until now,
mm-hmm.
he is also where supporting me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And life has been okay, but I don't think I'm at where I want to be. But mm-hmm. I can give thanks to God, because in all that, that's where I got baptized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even when I to go back, even one of the time I was there in the house, and at night I would be sleeping, and it's like my life leaving my body. So from meeting this think man, that's where I see a little light, where I start thinking more positive, because back then I think I only think negative.
Mm-hmm.
And also having low self-esteem, it was just a rough road, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say anybody going through depression or any mental illness, mm-hmm. it's best to reach out, it's best to seek help, because even if you can find somebody where you can talk to, let mm-hmm. them understand what's going on, because maybe it's going to go on where you're not going to live anymore.
Right.
So I think
because at one point you had suicidal thoughts.
Because I also attempted suicide more than one. Because when I have my daughter and living back in St. Catherine, I was thinking about how can I do away with myself and her, right? Because I was in the house and it was all kind of emotion going through my head. And I think God is the only person I can say,
pull me through.
Yes, so if it wasn't for him, then I don't think I would be here today talking to you, because when I just got saved, it's like everything kind of going the opposite, right? And I think it was like a test for me. And I think it was a test to see how far I could go.
Right.
And it teach me a lot. And I think for this, I can say if one day I can be an advocate for teens or children that is going through any emotion, any trauma that they have been through, then I think I would feel much better, because I know there are a lot of kids out here where they don't know who to turn to for help. And every day, every night, they're going through the same thing. But sometimes I think they show signs, but is we to pick it up. All right. Signs. Sometimes, yeah. But
what are some of the signs, as you say, signs? What are some of the signs that one can look for to identify depression in a child based on what you have gone through?
Lack of appetite. I would say crying a lot. Being alone, want to be alone. Performance in school. So sometimes it's just you have to understand. When I see a person, their behavioral problem is not. Sometimes you have to just take that child, sit that child down, and try to find out
what is going on.
Yeah.
Did anyone do that for you in the early stage of your life? Sit you down to say, what is going on, Narshan? What is going on? Talk to me. Tell me what is going on.
No, I don't. I don't think. Because I was the type of person, I smile a lot.
Yes.
So, my smile to hide the emotion.
Pain.
So, I don't think so.
Now, presently, are you still on medication for depression?
Yeah.
So you're still it is going to be with you for a lifetime.
I'm not sure, but by the grace of God, I will be out of it.
Okay. But for now, you have to take your medication.
Yeah.
Okay. How does this, if at all, does it impact? So you have two children. You spoke about your son and your daughter.
Yeah.
Right. If any at all, does it impact your children, or, you know, how you engage them? You know, I mean, tell me a little bit about that. Because aside from this, to be frank, aside from being depressed, children is a handful, you know, they are a handful. So I'm thinking, with that being the case, where sometimes you just want your space, and here's this little person or these two little persons just riding you, ranting noise, and, you know, And now, coupling that with being depressed, you know, how has that impacted your interaction with your children, if it has at all?
Well, it does. For my daughter, I have to now seek in help for her, because at one point she was saying like she feel like to kill herself.
How old is she?
She's 7. So sometimes she has some emotion situation, mm-hmm. and I think some of the things that I was showing, I see she showing them also.
Oh, wow.
So I try to get help for her, get counseling for her. And my emotion sometimes rub off on her. So when I'm feeling a little down or anything like that, I tend to get aggressive towards mm-hmm. her. She also cries a lot. So I see where my emotions affecting her.
Okay. Are you well, is she in counseling? Are you treating that? I mean, now that you understand, because there wasn't anybody there for you. Well, let me rephrase. No one understood fully what you were going through, right? But now that you understand that you're seeing a replica of the young you in your daughter, have you sought, is she being helped the way you were not afforded that assistance when you were younger?
Yes. I started counseling for her earlier. Okay. Yeah. And she's getting counseling, and I try my best to find ways to cope mm-hmm. with her. Mm-hmm. Getting help from the parenting support of Jamaica also to find ways of dealing with her mm-hmm. also. So I try my best to get whatever help that she needs to help her through this. Mm-hmm. She does well in school, and I see where if I don't take this something on, it's mm-hmm. going to just like be a generation situation.
Right. So yeah, I have a great kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh wow, that's a lot, Narshan. But for persons who, children or adults, who might be going through similar things that you've just described, what would you say to them to motivate and to inspire? As an individual who have gone through it herself, how would you inspire, encourage, and motivate these persons who are facing similar challenges?
Well, first of all, seek help. That is the number one thing, seek help. If you don't know where to seek help, go to the health center, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to a doctor there. Tell them how you feel. Tell them what is going on, and they will refer you to the right person, right? Mm-hmm. Parents, kids behave certain way because mm-hmm. of certain emotions, certain thing that is going on with them. Mm-hmm. The first thing you have to do, don't shout, right? Don't mm-hmm. shout up for them. Look, Whitney, you can't have your, yeah, you can't, yeah. You treat things like that. First, you have to find out what is the problem, what is going on, what mm-hmm. happened, why they're behaving like that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. When they express their feelings towards what is going on, try to get help. And also, you have to know your child, mm-hmm. right? it don't just happen overnight, but it's just you have to understand and figure out what is the problem with the child. Mm-hmm. But the parents, just take your time. Just take your time, seek help, and just trust the process. Even if you're having a behavioral situation, just reach out to the parenting support unit.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you good advice. I'm working with them right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything helps. All right. What's next for Notion? What is Notion up to? What does Notion tell me? I know you have your YouTube channel. You can share it on. I give you permission to share it right here on this program. What's your channel and what is it about? Why should people watch your channel?
Well, my channel is all about ways to encourage individuals. Notion World. Anything that I think can motivate someone, then
yeah. So your YouTube channel is called Notion World.
Yeah.
Viewers, go right over to Notion World and view the world of Notion. Yes, she motivates and inspires. And if you have questions, go right on her channel and ask her. I'm sure she'll be glad to respond. So remember, Notion World, go and visit Notion's world. I'm sure you'll find some encouragement and motivation there. Anything else? What's going on for Notion? What do you aspire at this moment in life? I know you're still working through your depression. You're still on medication, but obviously that has not stopped you and will not stop you. What's next for Notion?
Looking to one day start school again. I'm looking to pursue practical nurse for maybe a distinction college or where I could get it done.
Distinction college?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the cost right. to do that?
I think it's 22. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
Why haven't you started as yet? Why are you still in thinking mode? Why haven't you stepped out to start?
Because the funds.
And that is 22,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe someone who is watching would be willing to assist Notion with the funds. If you are, of course, you can email me at charlene.clarkura@designedtoinspire.biz. That's charlene.clarkura@designedtoinspire.biz. Let's see how this works. Yes. Yes.
And also, start a little soap business where.
Oh, so you're making soap?
No, I don't make them. I get somebody to make them and I put my own label on it.
Oh, you're.
And
oh.
then I.
Okay, so they make them and you label them. Wow.
Yeah. So that is where I'm starting now to see if I could generate some income and. Maybe. So where it goes from there.
Okay. Yes. All right. I want to thank you so very much. Not want to, but I am thanking you very much for sharing your story, because depression, mental health in Jamaica, it's not something that is taken seriously. You know, it's something where if you have these issues, you are either mocked or you're laughed at, or, you know, you're taken for a joke. People don't seek to assist persons who are going through these type of situation. And to hear from you what you've been through, and many children are going through this because teachers aren't able to decipher the varying issues that the child is going through, right? Many children, they were labeled the bad child, the rude child, you know, without understanding what the child is really going through. And so I want to thank you for sharing your story right here on the platform. I'm grateful. And I do hope that viewers who would have viewed and listened would have feel a little bit encouraged that, listen, I'm not the only one going through this. But what makes the difference is how you handle it, and also persons who you choose to surround yourself with who can assist you. Unfortunately for you, that wasn't many. And the most important thing is not to hide it, because once it's hidden, then it won't be solved. I do hope that one day you'll be free from the medication and the depressive mood would have been, you know, nothing but history for you. Let's stay connected. Thank you so very much.
Yes. Hopefully, if God allow me to stay on this earth some more, maybe one day I will be writing a book. So I think others, if I could share my experience to motivate others and try to be an advocate to people with mental health, because a lot of discrimination is against mental health. They call, no matter what the mental situation is, it's not everybody that is suffering from a mental situation is a mad person. Because when I just started to get help, I was mocked for the names. So it's not good to discriminate against any illness at all. So you don't know what life will be tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. You're laughing at somebody else's situation and tomorrow you're in that situation. So it's best if you could understand what the person is going through and try to see help or assist in any possible way that you can. So
thank you so very much, Narshan. This is my first time hosting a program and the least I've smiled, you know, but it's a very powerful story. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for joining me here on the Design to Inspire.
Thank you.